what's going on, ecosystem? Okay, we are live. Never know what's going to happen with a live show. We go live all the time. But it's Thursday. It's noon Central Time thereabouts, which means it's time for Dispatching Live. That's why I'm wearing my referee shirt. I got my props all ready, my buzzers, my bells. And, you know, I haven't hit the truck in a while. And so do me a favor. Please let everybody know that you know, for the next 90 minutes, we're going to be doing load board search advice, searching load boards, giving tips, want to help search your route. And so you can hit the like button, hit the share button right below the video, copy that link, and share it, text it, email it, put it on social media, tap a friend, say, listen, these guys are trying to help you. They really, if you've got a question about dispatching, or if you're looking for load board search advice, or maybe you've got some company information you're looking for, autotransportintel.com. Click sign up, become an ATI insider, talk to Ty, join the network, get the weekly email. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll please. We have Sue. Sue, can you see us and hear us?
I can hear you and see you.
All right.
How's it going today, Jay?
Oh, pretty decent. Hey, do me a favor, share the Central Dispatch load board for us, and you should know. Let me just make sure. Okay, I've got share screen on. You should be able to do that because we want people to join in the live chat. Go ahead and join the live chat, say hello, and post, what's your route scout? What are you searching today? And by the way, what's up, Carlos Braxton, ACB Logistics, Jesse Melvin from Martin Burrell Transport. What's up, Jesse? Thanks for tuning in. We got Valentine's 2010. Good day, everybody. What's going on, Valentine's 2010? And Fritz is here with us. What's up, Fritz? Thanks for checking in. And of course, Murphy Auto Transport Services is here. So, hey, Silver Mint's checking in. What's up, Silver Mint? Silver Mint, I think, was just checking out the DOT show from yesterday. We had a pretty good show. And you know what we were doing yesterday is I got to ask Brian, what's the difference between a freight forwarder and a broker? And he gave me the lowdown, which is, he said something I had not heard before. You want to hear this? A freight forwarder takes custody of the shipment at some point in the transaction, whereas a broker may never see that load.
True.
Now, there's more differences, but that's really interesting. And a freight forwarder can arrange and coordinate with many brokers, many carriers, overarching of the transaction, global, etc., whereas a broker is specifically arranging shate for a fripper. Okay, so anyways... Glad that worked out. Okay, so I guess we're... Well, hey, how? By the way, how are you doing? How are you doing, Sue? Let's go.
Oh, I'm doing good. It's just, you know, like I say every week, it's that time of the year. We're pulling our hair trying to find loads. That's just the way it is, you know.
All right, so it's mid-December. At least you're not in... You've seen the weather with the snow and the whatnot?
Oh, I know.
Oh my gosh.
I did have a driver up in Ohio, Cleveland area yesterday, but he said it wasn't that bad and he was going to St. Louis. And we got snow down here. Did you guys get snow up in Kansas City?
Well, no, Kansas City, we're fine, but I got a new camera set up here and I was checking the Weather Channel. And yeah, you've got up on the Weather Channel, there's all kinds of craziness up in the Northeast, so
it's hitting there now. Crazy. Like, I guess they got like 20 foot of snow in some place in PA up there or something like that. It was insane. But we got like, I don't know, down in our area, we got between 1 and 3 inches on Sunday night. And
oh, well, you
all
did?
Day Sunday and Sunday night.
Okay, because Oklahoma got snow too.
Yep.
I think Iowa got
Monday,
snow. So obviously it's a big consideration, and let's take a look at, before we go into, looks like we got a route scout from Jesse Melvin. That's awesome. Let's take a look at Central. How's the capacity? What's going on?
We got 27,446 loads. And I think we were at 24 last week or something?
Yeah. Well,
22.
I want to say that's pretty darn close, but, you know, it's relative. Again, you take out Alaska and Florida and Hawaii, and you're left with a little bit.
And this is the way I look at it too. You've got a lot of people that are getting their new cars for Christmas. Their daughters, their kids, their moms are getting new cars because dad screwed up for Christmas.
Right.
So,
Or,
so there's a few extra cars on there.
you know, or if you've got Amazon stock, you just flip that into a Corvette real quick and yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
True.
Sometimes I follow what's going on with new cars. I don't know why. And they're like the new Hummer, which is not anywhere near cheap, they can't keep it stocked.
Really?
Who are
Who
these
wants one?
people? They're clearly not dispatchers. None of those folks watch this show. That I can pretty much promise. In fact, we had a new Jackie just came in. I didn't even I just I sent her the link. I sent her the link to the show. Jacqueline, she's contacting me, wants some advice as a first timer, wants to become a dispatcher. Came across the videos on YouTube. Don't have any knowledge, don't know where to start, how to start, nothing. But I'm really interested in learning. Can you guide me to a video you may have done or advise me where should I be looking? So I sent her the link to the show, and I hope that she's tuning in. I'm sure she was thinking, when I sent her the link, she's either thinking, what is this? Like, what do you mean? I sent you an email with questions. You send me a link to a YouTube. But the thing is, she asked for a video, so she probably clicked on it. She might be here right now thinking, they're talking about me live? But you know, asking ye shall receive. It's Christmas. Oh, yeah. That thing is pretty loud. I just wanted to say. So, Jesse, three-car Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, going to Texas. Oh, okay. Interesting. So
Okay,
that'd be
I
our
brought it
that's our
up too,
first route
so.
search. We're searching for Jesse. So let's go ahead and rack up them dice and let's hope for the best. Did I roll too
Okay,
early? I did that
so
again. Okay.
I had it ready. I saw it up,
Oh, you
so I pulled
did?
it up earlier.
You rock.
All right. So I got a total of 95 loads, which that's not really that good when you consider that's four states going to the whole state of Texas. So let's look and kind of see.
Okay.
Looks like there's a 1500 into Beeville, Texas. I'm not really sure where Beeville, Texas is. Let me
Beeville. Yeah, I'm not familiar.
So we have an
I have
idea.
not had the pleasure. Okay,
For
but
some
and by
reason,
the
I
way,
want to
so
say that might be
that's probably picking up in the
Austin.
snow, by the way.
Yeah, that place, yeah, Maryland and Virginia is covered right now, I can tell you that.
That's his New York.
Okay, so Beeville's in BFE. We'll just put it that way. Okay, so
What's
it's
in
gonna,
here?
it's like north, it's north of Houston,
Wow.
and yeah, see
Victoria, I
what's
mean,
that? It's kind of
yeah, when
weird.
you get near Victoria and Corpus Christi, you are south. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
Okay.
I don't know if that's really, you know,
Nah.
worth doing how far
Pass.
away it is from me.
Yeah, I'd skip that. I mean, you know, well,
Yeah,
now we know where
here's good
Beeville
to
is, so we'll keep it. Oh, Port Lavaca.
Yeah.
Yeah, Port Lavaca.
So we know you don't want to go there. Period. So it
Okay.
comes up again. All right. So there's one for JS
We'll
Transport
put it
out of
in
Parkland,
maybe. We're going to
Maryland,
put it in
to
maybe.
Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah. This, I mean, just so everybody knows, most of the stuff is only going to pay, if you're lucky, 50 cents a mile, and which is what's on
And
here.
there's
So JS
JS.
has one going into
Yep, we
Dallas.
always like JS. I'm always interested.
Except they have. Here's the only thing with JS I do not like anymore. They turn them into 30-day pays unless you take a 5% fee.
Really? No.
Yeah, they started that about,
No.
it's been
Taking
almost a year now.
5%?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. They used to do quick pays on everything, and then that changed. So, all right.
Oh, hey,
Now.
Valentine's 2010. That's Jacqueline. Awesome. Thanks for tuning in,
Okay,
Jacqueline.
cool.
Super cool. Okay, and by the way, hey, Jacqueline, here's
Okay.
the deal. You just we just we're throwing you right into the deep end, but don't worry. I'm gonna give you some tips of how to get started, but right now we're live and we're just running and gunning. Okay.
Okay, so I don't want to do South Carolina and North Carolina together, so we're going to kind of skip around here. So there's a Fredericksburg going into Dallas as well. That's only 50 cents a mile, and what a reference ID name. Call Coker.
Coker.
Anyways.
Yeah, why not?
Weird.
It's Christmas.
Anyways. Yeah. What else? That's an enclosed. That's way too cheap for enclosed.
What was the 70? Oh, that was enclosed, 73? What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no.
No. What did I? No. Did I see a?
I'm talking about reindeers.
Yeah, the reindeer. Right here. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So here, this is Houston. They're making money on that one.
Dude, they're totally.
This is the same.
You know what? Seriously, that Baltimore to Houston enclosed.
Yeah.
If you're really good, you can get the customer to pay $2,000. Post it for $1,000. I mean, I'm speculating live. But I'm just saying that's possible actually.
I don't think reindeer would come up to that though.
Oh no reindeer, no oh you're, no gosh no you're never going to get that money.
Oh, you're just saying if you were doing the load.
And here's the thing. What I'm also saying, and here's part of the reason, because reindeer really takes care of their customers. I mean they'll get a rollback at the pickup. They'll get a rollback at the delivery. No problem. Yep. And that's $100 a pop easy. So,
but also keep in mind that if you have to be very, very careful with your inspection, you want to mark any and everything at pickup and at delivery. Take pictures both ways because it never fails. Reindeer always has a claim.
Well,
it's usually not you. It's usually the tow company that picks it up.
Yeah,
that kind of thing. No, but they will. You want to make sure you just cover your butt all the way around. That way, you're not the one to blame. So. Exactly. This get carrier load, that's the same vehicle. I don't know what's going on with that. They have it listed two different ways, one for 750, 770. It's probably not any good anyways, because usually most of their stuff is not. There's another, looks like there's plenty going into Houston. I don't, how many, he's a three car, but they're only paying 50 cents a mile unless you're really wanting to go that way.
What are you going to do? Can you get around that right now? I mean, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I got a guy that lives there. I wouldn't run them all the way to Houston for that kind of money. If you had to go to Houston, I'd chop it up.
And that's the thing. Yeah. I totally agree with you. By the way, I did you a favor, Jacqueline. I put the link to the dispatcher training playlist. So go ahead and click on that link. Keep watching us. Click on that link. You're going to watch 10 hours of video later. Yay! Jay's got a 10-hour video training playlist.
Okay, Merry Pasha Christmas. Has another one here out of Jessup, Maryland, going to Dallas. That's barely paying 48 cents a mile. They are a 30-day pay, too, unless you pay a percentage now. You can talk them out of it, though, because I've talked them out of it before.
Okay.
They're down here in my area, which I think is funny. They're just about 30 miles away from me. Let's see. Sherpa has one, but you don't want to do Pittsville, Maryland. That is just way off the beaten path, and this car is going to be a boat. That's a huge, long car. So for that kind of money, I think it needs to be even more.
Keep going, because what I want to know, Jesse, is are you headed home to Texas, or are you coming back to Maryland, Virginia? I'm assuming you're headed home. I hope you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I wouldn't do these rates unless I had to be there.
Exactly. That's kind of what I'm
thinking. And if you're in Maryland, Virginia, there's enough up here to do it without you having to go through North Carolina and South Carolina, unless you take... Sometimes there's really good loads from Maryland down into North Carolina and South Carolina. Now, I don't know about going to Texas out of there, though. Let's see. Here's an Austin. This is the same car, if you notice. This is double brokered again.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, so we got BWT, so probably not which is...
Yeah.
If we had to spin a spinner of the double listed, posted by a broker and it's double listed, BWT would be on that spinner, wouldn't they?
Yes, absolutely. Because and then they never answer the phones, and then their cars are not any good.
Oh, here's the weird part. So.
This is a brand new company. Look, they only have 7 ratings.
And you see that a lot too. You know what? And there's the joy of becoming a new auto transport broker. That if you become a new auto transport broker and you went to the hotel seminar at the nearest airport, and within 3 hours they're like, you need to buy leads and set up your website. Well, here you go. Yeah. Here you go. Double listed.
That's what's going on there. And let's see here.
Is that another one?
More stuff.
Why is there another one in suit? Okay, that's just a coincidence. Hey, what is suit?
It's just, It's just a suburb, I think, of Ball. No, it's a little bit
Is there an auction
smaller,
there?
207. No.
No. Okay. I guess I never
No,
heard
I
of
think that's
Suitland.
going to be either a dealership or that's going to be an individual.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's a dealership because I bet that 2020 is probably a Christmas present for somebody in Texas. That's just my personal opinion. Okay, so here's Suitland right here. It's just below Washington. So
And
it's
we
over
filled the
by
trunk
Temple
with
Hills
beef jerky. Happy New Year's. Okay.
now. All right, so it looks like there's plenty going into Houston. Here's another double brokering of
Oh man,
cars again.
another one right away. A
Yep.
new Camry.
Yeah, you'll have more luck getting this load from Roadrunner than you will this guy
Now
right
look at
here, I
that.
can tell
Okay,
you
Get
that.
Carrier posted it on the 14th.
Yeah. It's
Okay,
not really ready till the
that was
19th.
Monday. Oh.
Yeah.
So, ouch. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think out of all the cars I've asked Get Carrier for, I might have gotten one. And then that's if they answer the phone. They're horrible. And you can request this on this, they still don't answer that. Let's see.
So pause, Jacqueline, what are you thinking so far? Based on what you've just witnessed in the past, we'll say 15 minutes. You've seen, okay, so this is Central Dispatch. We are searching Central Dispatch loads, which if you've heard about dispatching, you've probably heard of Central Dispatch. If you haven't heard of Central Dispatch, it is the number one load board. There are other load boards, and you're welcome to check them out. I encourage you to do so, and it'll just increase my views. But you want to watch this video
Don't just get
called.
a CRM. Get Monday.com's flexible CRM
Hang
solution.
on, I got
It
an
can
ad
also
running
manage your
here.
sales pipeline. Contact.
You can't hear the ad, though. That's good. Okay, so there's top 12 car hauling. If I could type car hauling load boards, okay? So you also want to check that out. Top 12 car hauling load boards. But really, Central Dispatch is the only one you need to go to right now when you're starting off. As
Yeah.
you're trying to stay booked, you'll learn, look at other load boards. But anyway, so we're on Central Dispatch. We're searching for loads on a specific route. We have a three car. It is a three car in the live chat having us search for loads with that's what it's like to be a dispatcher. You're constantly checking routes for carriers, and December is the worst time of the year to search for loads. There's not a whole lot to look for. We need at least 50 cents a mile per car, which is why we're not excited about. Oh, here. Yeah, perfect. Go to Dallas Towboys. Take it away. What is that load?
So there's two 4500s. They should be paying more than that. I don't know if they've come up on the
Ram
price. I
4500. Go ahead,
yeah.
Jacqueline, go ahead and Google 2020 Ram 4500. See
And
what you
he's a
get.
carrier. Look, he's a carrier listing these
Perfect.
on top
Perfect.
of that.
Stinking dispatchers.
Well, yeah. So, and I guarantee you
So
he's taken a cut
we got
off
a
of that
flag
just
on
so
the
everybody
play
knows.
because he's.
I bet he's charging him 2,500 or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
Oh, okay.
speculation
So
live.
Jesse's lives in North Carolina. Did you see this?
Oh,
Jesse lives in North Carolina. I
Jesse
haven't
lives
got
in North
rolling quite
Carolina.
yet, just looking for routes because I'll be starting in Maryland when I do start.
Okay,
Okay.
good. Boy,
Well, I've
actually,
got
that
a
is a
driver.
relief. I'm really glad that he's
Yeah.
not like right searching right
Doing
now,
this
trying
right
to dig
now.
out of the snow. Thank goodness.
So Jesse, I have a driver that lives in Woodbridge, Virginia, which is right next to Maryland. And usually when I run out of there, I don't do these long runs like this because they don't pay. We do like more like the 500 to 600, 700 mile range. So usually when I run out of that area, the best places are like Atlanta, Georgia, any place in Ohio, usually anywhere, Louisville or Lexington, Kentucky. Detroit is a good run. I mean, that's mainly what I run. Oh, sometimes Nashville. It just depends. But that's what I would recommend. You will never make good money running all the way that many miles out of there, unless it worked when COVID was in the high. You know what I mean? And there weren't that many drivers on there because if the people had to pay the appropriate amount of money, they are back to paying nothing. So I would not do that. I would run shorter miles, make more money, than running the longer miles for less money. And then also keep in mind, if you go into Texas, the rates are not the greatest out of Texas either. So that I wouldn't do that, to be honest with you. But I mean, to each his own, but that's the way I look at it.
And we also know
usually
this is
your best money.
Well, and we know that sometimes you're on a route because you got a family member or whatever it is. Right. And we get that. And so as dispatchers, we're going to give you the good and the bad, and then we're going to take your information and we're going to work together. And that's what Sue runs a dispatch office. And so she's a professional dispatcher, also has a broker's license. And we do this show live. We go live every Thursday looking for loads. And we really do want to help. That is the, you know, this show is, yes, this is the crazy show on Auto Transport Intel, because dispatching is kind of crazy. But it's a necessary job. A lot of people are looking for great dispatchers. And so we know how hard it is, and we want to talk about, you know, what it takes to do it. I used to be a dispatcher. I no longer dispatch, but I still dream about dispatching, if you can call it dreaming.
Dreaming nightmares, you mean?
Nightmares. They're nightmares. Okay.
Well, anyways, yeah. We'll kind of continue, kind of give people an idea of what we got on here.
Yeah.
There's always loads going to be running to Houston. There's always going to be loads running to Dallas. But as you can see, they're not going to pay what they need to pay. Even like if you look at these enclosed, that'll kind of give you an idea. Even these enclosed aren't paying appropriately.
43 cents a mile. My gosh, 43 cents a mile for an enclosed. That is. Ask the enclosed guy how that's going to work out. He's basically going to go out of business when he gets there.
There's the in-op right here. That's the 43 cents.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, thank you. Thank goodness.
These 39 cents a mile is enclosed. Yeah, that's still too cheap.
That's
enclosed should be getting $1 a mile minimum. And they honestly, because they offer a premium service, they should be getting paid more than $1 a mile. But luck with that, because we know that doesn't happen very often.
And that's another thing, too, is then, so like, I mean, I think I'm going to say like Syngin Technology, I'm pretty sure that's like a company. And what happened is they probably would pay more, but they hit that stinking compare button and thought it was cheap.
They're a broker.
They are a broker. I was thinking they were a company.
Yeah. I've hauled for them a few different times.
Okay. Well, and that's the thing is what, here's what happens. And you can't always, and I have brokers on the show. I've got a broker watching the show right now. And we all understand the marketplace, and everything is based on the going rate. If you can get 20 bucks for a cup of beer at a football game, you're going to charge 22. That's just the way capitalism works. But it doesn't help. But that's why it really hurts when there are carriers calling in saying, I'll do it for 50 bucks less. Sue, this just happened to you, didn't it?
Last week, and I just literally had it happen today, too, because I had a Tesla listed out of Dallas going into L.A., and it was open. I must have got 30 texts. It was like, bing, 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 and a couple of them were like, I'll do it for $50 less. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't work that way. You'll get what I have it listed for, but it depends on who contacted me first, and also which schedule works the best for the driver, I mean, for the owner, because it was picking up at the Tesla repair center going to one of my VIP customers.
What kind of freaking, I'll do it for 50 bucks less.
Yeah.
So it's clearly now it's a known tactic, right? We hear about it all the time.
It has been. I've had it happen for years. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know what they're doing. They want that load over the first person that contacted me, but I don't play that way.
That's terrible.
I mean,
it's terrible. It's terrible. Yeah. And that's why sometimes then you'll lose a load, right?
Yep.
You get a call back from the broker, or listen, the customer just canceled. And you can tell there's something wrong with this conversation. This doesn't seem right.
Yeah. No. I had it happen. In fact, it really ticked me off. I had a 3-pack that was supposed to be coming in to me from Oklahoma City to Lubbock for one of my drivers. I'd been waiting for about 20 minutes. And of course, it was a carrier listing the cars. And then all of a sudden he's like, man, I have to cancel. I got to go a different route. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? Different route.
I got to go a different route. Oh, that's rich.
Yeah. So, and that was a carrier.
Right.
Again, listen, well, car.
Clearly, we can tell by the many carriers that are illegally brokering loads that they're, you know, yeah. Listen, and we know how hard it is. I honestly believe that a carrier should be able to rebroker a load or something. But because the thing is, on its face, a carrier is a carrier, and the carrier wants to keep their customer happy. And the carrier's got enough problems and expenses and costs. But I'm telling you right now, I'm also going to say it's a similar slice of the society that wants to quote scripture and verse of every stupid law. Well, here you go. Here's your stupid law. Now follow it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It says quite clearly in the FMCSA that they are not allowed to act as a broker without a broker's license.
Yeah.
And a, you know, can't not just a broker's license, also your bond as well. Yet it happens, I would say, half of the time.
Probably
at a certain route.
It probably happens probably 40, every single day in America.
Oh yeah.
Okay, let's just be real. Because every time we search, we see it. This is a 90-minute show once a week, and we see it every week.
Yeah. Well, you know what's even weirder?
Crazy.
Okay, so I don't know if people pay attention to their central dispatch account, but some transporters are allowed to post loads, and some don't even have access to that ability. Because I've got some of my drivers, I'll go in there and it says post a load, and some don't even have that access. So what's the difference? What makes central dispatch allow some people to do it and others not?
Let me tell you here, I'm going to tell you something really good. This is really good. Cox Automotive, you're going to love this. No matter who I talk to, from executive to worker B, everybody knows that there's aspects of central dispatch that make no sense to them. Everybody says it. It's, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's ever going to be an uprising or a change. Yeah. And, you know, maybe when DHL, when they fully turn the lever, maybe it'll be a whole new system of morality and fairness. In fact, that sounds like a great name for this show. Whole new system of morality and fairness.
When I had their little meeting, was it last month that we did, or 2 months ago? I can't remember now. And I explained that to them about transporter listing cars. They didn't even understand what any of that meant. I had to explain it to them word by word, saying they don't have a license. It's illegal. And they're like, oh, really? We didn't know that. I'm like, how do you not know that? This is your guys' business. You should know just as much as I do here.
I got a funny story. Guy gets pulled over by a cop, pound of weed sitting next to him. Cop says, hey, that's illegal. Driver says, that's not mine. So anyways.
Oh, Lordy.
What else do we have to search here? And we had Jesse and Silvermint. Oh, David says, what about posting overflow and the carrier doesn't make money?
It's still, either way, it is still illegal for a transporter to act as a broker. And either way you look at it, it is still illegal.
And that's my point.
I'm on the carrier side
on this. But one of the reasons I harp about this is we have all kinds of stupid laws.
Well,
but we don't talk about the stupid laws we don't like. We either have a lot of stupid laws or no stupid laws. So if you're a carrier and you think you should be able to serve your customer by brokering the load, guess what? You got another stupid law on your hands.
Well, here's my problem with it. I don't like it, and I'm going to tell you why. And it's not because I'm a broker and it's competition. That is not why. Because every time we take a load for a transporter, almost every time, we get screwed some way or the other, or we have to be the one that has to be the detective to find out where it's picking up. Just like my story last week, the guy sends us over the load with no information. Then we find out it's 30 miles north, and then we tell him we won't take it, and he tells us to F off. So, I mean, it's just,
that gives you a prime example. Well, and that's another thing. I was just talking about this. It was either yesterday or Tuesday night. Everybody seems to see trash in transport parking lots. All right. Is the same people throwing the trash in the lot, the same people saying they'll do it for $50 less, and the same people screwing over people by illegally brokering? It seems to be a large amount of people. It's not just a couple wild, crazy dispatchers.
Yeah.
But you won't see that. You won't see that on social media.
Well, and us as dispatchers, and some of them saying that we take the money from the transporter and tell them it's less money and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, brother.
That is not what we do. What a,
yeah.
That is not what we do. Because if you think of it this way, everything comes through either central dispatch or some kind of contract, and all the money goes to the driver. They will not, no broker is going to send the money to me. They're going to send it to the person listed on central dispatch.
If you're the
one, that's just the way it goes.
If you're the one or two guys ever that did that, that was somehow able to keep a driver from knowing the money and the load, yeah, that's an illegal broker. But it's still a smaller number than the carriers illegally brokering every day.
True, I agree. And don't get me wrong, now I've had a situation where I got a driver from a company that had him underneath their name, and she was doing that. She was taking money off the top and telling him it was less than what it was. But that's totally different because they're running under their authority. They're not running under their own authority, so they could see this stuff when the load comes through central dispatch or, say, ACV or anything like that. There's contracts in place for you to see all this stuff. Now, if you're running under somebody else, yeah, absolutely, they can take your money. I know the lady, I won't mention her name, but she's done it more than once, and I've gotten a few different customers from her, or different drivers from her, for that reason.
Victor says, I kind of wish Central was more like one dispatch. I've spoken to many that have different opinions on it, but love the ability to book after hours. Well, and you make a good point, Victor.
It's coming.
And that's where, actually, well, and what's interesting, one could argue that Central Dispatch has seen enough of all of the other load boards pulling ahead in technology and ability, etc. So now, you know, they're finally, you know,
that's catching up. Yeah, I would say we should expect that after the first of the year, to be honest with you, because it's in place. They're just still trying to work out the kinks, because that was one of the things that we went over completely, was accepting loads and doing this. I'm sure it has something to do with dispatch center too, because I know they're watching them too, because you can do that through Truckify and stuff like that.
How about David points out, how many times you see instructions on Central to not display the money on the BOL? Let's talk about that. That's a really good one, David. Thank you.
But that's not always for what you think it is.
Exactly.
It's because they've sold a car to their customer, and they don't want the customer to know how much they're paying for the shipping, because they probably overcharge the customer for the shipping, more than likely. Because it's just like, you know, when you go to buy a car and you see that little tag on there and it says transport fee is X amount of money. That was just to get it to the dealership. Now they got to charge you so much to get it to you. So they may charge you, you know, $600, and it really only cost them $3. So they don't want them to know, so they get ticked off.
But
that is a lot of time.
Well, and at the same token, this gets into the broker transparency question. Here's one for you. Did you guys know that currently the law is that carriers have the right to know what the broker's making, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How many people know that?
They probably nobody.
and brokers have worked very hard. Not all brokers, but I'm speaking in generalities. But the brokering community has worked very hard to make sure the carrier doesn't know what they're making on that load. But at the same token, in what other industries can you see the price list and next to it is, you know, how much they're making on that cheeseburger or on that chair you're about to buy or on the printer or, you know, whatever it is. How about when you're getting your hair cut? Does it say how much they're actually making off you? No. There's a price for the haircut. Yeah. And you pay it.
Yeah.
And you buy the Manolo Blahnik shoes for $25 million that you'll wear once. Okay. Doing what?
Diamond encrusted.
Okay. Yeah, right. Everyone just went, Manolo Blahnik? Yeah. I love it. Sign me up. I don't care what it costs. Okay, so we kind of did this route search and we got off track, which is normal. We also talked about the route runner. We talked about the route runner. What are you searching any routes right now?
Yeah, I am. I've got a guy in San Antonio. I've got somebody. Yeah, let me grab another.
Yeah, let's take a look. We never know what this show is going to be like. And whether you watch it live or on demand, and you know, and if maybe you don't have a dispatching question, I can point you to a DOT show or a Tuesday Nights Live or a Friday Cars on the Move. Because what does happen, I think, for some people is when we look at the load boards enough, they realize, yeah, you know what? I wonder if there's a better way to do this. And if you wonder that, then Friday Cars on the Move is for you. Oh, Fritz calls me passive aggressive. Well, you know, I think society is passive aggressive, and I guess it's just rubbed off on me. Have you seen the way people drive? Have you noticed the way people drive? Anybody notice that? Passive aggressive as heck. Shoot, it isn't even passive. It's just aggressive. How about this? Who knows somebody that, you know, drives every day to the same location? And every day, if you talk to them on the phone while they're driving, which, you know, hands-free, etc., every day they've got, you can't spend 30 minutes on the phone with somebody that has a regular commute, and you will every day hear, you know, I am pulling over, I've got my blinker on, or it's pretty funny. It's good time. Silverman says, retail is a little different. A carrier should be setting the rate or else have a good day. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, and in general, I think a lot of the problem starts at the beginning. I think the customer's got the wrong idea about how cheap, fast, and good everything's going to be. It's going to be overnight and it's free and there's going to be cookies in the backseat. That's the problem. Jesse, how about a 3-car from Maryland, Virginia to Georgia, and then Georgia to Texas? Interesting, yeah. And I'm a fan of triangles, and so what you can do is not just Georgia, but pick anything within that the swing of the arc.
I'll just be straight with you. Georgia to Texas is horrible.
Oh, yeah, it is. That's why I'm talking about arc swings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will pull up Maryland and Virginia to Georgia for you right now.
Yeah, a lot. And we really do. We like the interaction. We like the questions. Keep them coming. Very cool, Jesse, that you've got these questions. But as I look at the map, let's see here. Let's go to...
Honestly, Jesse, the problem is Texas is a cheap state. I hate to say it like that. It's true. And so they don't like to pay anything to go over there. But let's put up Atlanta.
They
I don't
demand
think
speedy
there's
SLAs and cheap rates. You got it. And when guys are saying, I'll do it for $50 less, that sure as heck doesn't help. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
How low can you go?
All right. Let's look and see what's on here. Now, I'm going to tell you straight up that my guy in Woodridge, Virginia is a 4-car. So the most of the stuff that comes out of this area going down to Atlanta, you're like 54, 55 cents a mile. Sometimes you get it higher than that, but it's few and far between. So here's one in Sterling, like I said, for 54 cents a mile. Looks like they got a couple of them, two in Sterling. Sterling should be the Odessa over there. And Decatur and Roswell, you can hit them both. That's not a big deal. They're paying $350 a piece. What else we got? Nothing else. I wouldn't do at Baltimore, because you don't want to get up into Baltimore. Plus, that load's probably not any good. All right, let's see what else we got. We got an Annapolis. And just so you know, sometimes when you get loads from a dealership, sometimes those people are more willing to negotiate than a broker is, because this is actually their money, not a customer's money, per se, shall we say. So they may want that to get there moved faster. So you might have more negotiation room when you're calling a dealership. Now, I've on the same terms here, had them tell me no in no certain terms, I am not raising the price, and they were rude as hell. Not that place. I'm just saying some dealerships are like that.
Well,
I had a guy listen to this dealership out of Little Rock, and he was listening out of Columbia, Missouri, going to Little Rock for $150 a piece at like 34 cents a mile, and he told me he moved him like that all the time, and that I would not get any more money. And I was taking two other ones for $400 a piece out of the same area.
Well, I tell you,
kind of tell you,
you know, and you know what I don't like, because that's where, I mean, we got a lot of commentary. We're talking about the marketplace and everything else, which obviously is probably, someone would say, beyond your pay grade. But like that Genesis G80, you know, here's what I don't like about that post is that, and it was from Maryland. Yeah, go back down. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Okay. 2020 Genesis G80. Now, it's a $40,000 car. It's not crazy expensive, but it's a nice car. Right. And what they've done is they just like, I feel like somebody inside the dealership said to the other guy, yeah, just post it. Here's what you do. Post it $350 cash. We know that transport should be like $500, but just post $350 cash. You'll get somebody to grab it. Like it's.
And I don't believe it's cash. I don't think it's cash. I think it's a check. If it's in dealership.
It probably is. But it's become well known. You know, everybody else is making. When I hear dealers talk about what they're making on a car, it ain't $350. Mm-hmm. Now, I know it's different selling a car versus transporting a car, but transporting a car probably has a lot more risk. Anyways, my point is. I'm not happy that in general it's become accepted that this is a cheap margin industry, dude. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
They don't grasp the concept of what the costs are for a transporter at all.
Silvermint does say he likes the dealer to dealer trades check on the spot, so that's good. Yeah, that is good. But is it cash? Is that cash? And who's to say, man, I don't want to badmouth the dealership, but when I look at the print, that's why dispatching made me so crazy. Is because I'm looking at all this stuff and I'm thinking, what in the world is going on? Nobody's making any money here. I mean, you're giving your truck away one bolt at a time. What is this?
Yeah. I mean, this kind of stuff is pretty ridiculous.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
Nobody's making any money on that.
And as a three car, you need to be making as close to $2 a mile as you can. So you're going to need to make, you know, 67, 70 cents a mile per car once you run your route.
We're still in COVID, right? COVID's still a thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're
still
in COVID.
So how is COVID still a thing, and these are the exact same rates from a year ago in December? How is that?
Good point. Good point. Some of them even less than what they were a year ago.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, Silvermint. Dealers make their money on the financing. Right. And they've got, they've got ways to... Does any dealer, here we go, here's a question. Does any dealer sell a car and only make $350 on the deal?
If they are, they ain't going to stay in business for very long.
Well, welcome to transport.
Yeah. I know, but they don't get it.
I know. Well, they don't care. Nobody cares.
The other. Yeah. Throw it on the board, get somebody to move it kind of thing.
Somebody's like, why don't you guys just stick to dispatching? Focus on your jobs.
We're trying to explain.
Well, we are. We're looking at it, and that's another thing. And we see here's what it is, Sue. We keep seeing videos talking about how much money you can make a week. It seems like there's no end to how much money a driver can make a week. So the drivers see this. Now I know you do pretty good, but I mean, you've set some records. But you also know that when you have a record-setting week, how many times a year is that going to happen? I mean, again, for you, it probably doesn't. Several, right? I mean, you're pretty good.
You have to average it out. You have to look at it as in the law of averages. You're going to have some months like December, which is going to be you're not going to get what you're used to getting for obvious reasons. And I have a feeling January may look pretty similar.
It is.
And we've been struggling since September, October, right? Mm-hmm. Right at the end of September and the whole October, November. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's just the norm. So, like, during the high time season, which what I consider, like, you're getting really good rates.
It's like June.
Which is usually what? Through, July. June.
May through August.
June, July, August aren't bad. May's not bad. Those are the times you want to put away some money.
Right.
That you're making your best money.
Do you think anybody's actually putting, I mean, I'm sure some people are, but.
I would say most people, they probably are running almost like paycheck to paycheck kind of thing, unfortunately.
Pretty much. So
if you start out with.
Do you ever see that video?
You know, like,
Do you ever see the video that says, I'm a car hauler living paycheck to paycheck? Anybody see that video?
No, but that's probably about the truth.
Yeah, that's the videos we...
Because there's a lot of expenses in this business, and some people, like you said, they see these ads and say, oh, God, I'm going to make a fortune. I'm going to go buy a truck and trailer, and then they're like, okay, what do I do now? And you're like, okay, well, you got to have insurance, and that costs X amount of money a month, and, you know, you still got to have maintenance, and you're going to have repairs, and then you still got to pay your bills at home.
And I got to pay you.
I don't think everybody... Yeah, I got to pay you.
And I got to pay
you. I mean, you have to have, honestly, you have to have a business plan in any business you start. And most people don't.
Oh.
And that's why I sometimes think they fail.
Okay, so on that business plan, because I saw this video. You don't need a business plan. I never had a business plan when I got into business. Okay. You don't need to have a three-stamped, triple-binded business book.
No.
But you got to have a strategy.
Yes.
I love the semantics.
What are going to be?
Talk about passive aggressive.
What are you going to need to make every week? Yeah.
The semantics. Some people's semantics. You know, it's hilarious.
Yeah. It's not like you have to take this to a bank and, you know, have to have it 20 pages long kind of thing. That's not what I mean by business. It's just, you need to know what your expenses are going to be and what you think, you know, and talk to people and find out what you really think you're going to make. Don't listen to these people who are telling you they're making $1 million+ a year.
If your business plan includes, I saw a video.
Yeah. that's the wrong way to go.
It's not a good
talk to real live people.
Don't do that. I like Silverman put it. Silverman says, right now I'm parked. Right now I'm parked until I see a round trip that makes sense. And he,
where are you
see,
at, Silverman?
And
I'm
Silverman
about to list
knows.
Round trip.
Silverman knows what makes sense. That's part of the business plan. He knows what makes sense. And what doesn't make sense is calling up and saying, I'll do it for $50 less. That is not a business plan.
No. No, it is not. So I pulled up Georgia to Texas for you.
Cool.
And you can see there's only 15 loads. Mm. And that's not good. Mm. There's one for 42 cents a mile to Houston. Byron, Georgia, which is nowhere near anything.
Is this Georgia to Texas?
Yeah, I just put Atlanta. In
this, okay.
So it's going to give us a 100-mile radius.
All right.
Then you, and like, this is in Alabama going to San Antonio. It's an in-op. You'll need a winch because there is nothing in Alexandria, Alabama that loads, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
This one's over in Athens, Georgia, which is to the east of Atlanta. So these don't really even count if you're in Atlanta, just so everybody knows.
Yeah.
Oh, and look, and this is the same load right here to here. They listed it out of Atlanta.
Great. So there's 14 loads.
Yeah, really.
It's an in-op Corvette. You know, somebody at that company knows we're not paying enough, but in fact there's a $20 difference. They're into hey, can you pay more? Yeah. We can do $10 more.
Yeah.
Ten
yeah, it doesn't
more
make any
really?
Sense.
Cool. I can get chicken nuggets now? Awesome.
Maybe some free barbecue sauce.
Wow. Now I can pay for barbecue sauce.
Then okay, so you got an F-250 going to Amarillo, which is way over there. You don't want to do that.
Oh, man.
Here's another one going to Dallas.
Amarillo's tough at least going in and out of.
And Ellenwood is Copart.
You
got to
be savvy.
It is Copart.
Yeah, okay.
Here's another El Paso, 41 cents a mile.
Which means it could be a start and lurch. We don't know.
And here's another Loganville to Fort Worth for 41 cents a mile. Powder Springs for 44 cents a mile. Yeah. See, I honestly, when we run Georgia, we usually run to Louisiana, Ohio, Michigan, and Kentucky. Sometimes St. Louis, sometimes Kansas City, sometimes Springfield, Missouri. It just depends on if the loads are on there. And I know he was asking about going straight back. I'm going to show you this, but it's going to be bad.
So all right. So Jackie's almost an hour into the show. If she's still here, right? If we didn't chase her off, but if she's still here, I'd love to know what she's thinking. Like, okay, this can't be right, or wow. Like, how am I going to make any money doing this?
Jackie, if you want to contact me, I can kind of give you some tips, some advice if you'd like.
And honestly, the truth is that
I've been doing this for quite a while.
I really do feel like this is the only place you're going to get real, actual perspective of what this is like. And, you know, because we don't have any, why would we sugarcoat it? I'm not in a race for views with this show. This show is about truth and what it's really like. And it's not pretty. I mean, it's never going to be extremely popular because we're not telling you you're going to get rich. But we are giving you the straight dope. So when you go to dispatch, you're ready. Well, shoot, man, you're hopefully ready for what you're about to run into because you're going to get lied to. You're going to get dispatched stuff that it's wrong. This is why. Here we go. Here we go. Here's what happens. We are detectives.
Absolutely. Okay?
And we're going to be lied to. We're going to be dispatched garbage. It's crazy what happens. You'll see a load that you like. You can't get anybody on the phone. You text. You email. You finally get the dispatch. Yeah. But now, it took so darn long that now you're doing something else. You can't even do that load. Or you got to wait for the insurance company to get back from lunch. Or the resident to get back from the hairdresser. And it's just, it's insane what you got to go through. And that's just, that's one day. And you got to wake up.
And honestly, over the last 6 months, I've noticed it's even worse with them not giving us the information and us being detectives. I mean, they seriously send everything over blank and we have to figure it all out. They're like, oh, it's at Mannheim, but we're not going to put the address on there. You know, that kind of thing. And you have to figure out which Mannheim. I got one given to me the other day and they said it was at Mannheim, not which Mannheim. So I had to call around. I'm like, I'm trying to locate this car. I mean, it was in Georgia and there's two Mannheims there. There's actually more than that, but there's two that sit right next to one in College Park and one just down the road from it. And I had to call both of them to figure out which one it was at because they were just too lazy to send me over the right information. And that's normal.
Yeah. Well,
relationships especially.
That's actually one I don't understand. I don't understand. Are brokers so busy counting their stacks of money that they can't put the address of the auction we're picking up at?
Yeah.
I actually don't understand because it is all the time. And here's the thing, Victor pointed, and I talked to a broker yesterday. I'm now friends with brokers, but I am using this show as a platform to speak the truth. This is the truth. Victor says it. Have you ever had some big brokers on this show get their insight onto what goes through their heads when posting some of these cars? No, Victor, they're not coming on the show, man. No. I'm never going to have a big broker talk on this show. And that's okay. That's Tuesday Night's Live.
Well, you RPM and Metro and... on this show, Archibald.
Ah, yes, exactly. Dispatching Live is for truth. And that's why I dress it up as a crazy show. And I even tell people now, if you run into Dispatching Live, it's a crazy show because... Well, it's the truth, and the truth is crazy. The truth is hard. Yeah. But Tuesday nights, I now have big brokers on the show that we interview and we talk. Because here's the thing is, there's also a lot to brokering. As you know, you're a fully licensed broker.
Yeah, there is.
There's a lot.
And I see both sides of the coin there.
Exactly. You know? Boy, do you. That's why, you know, when you get their carrier, hey, how about the carrier that calls in and says, I'll do it for $50 less? Don't you wish you could say, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I agree. Because I'm like, I'm a transporter too. I would never do that.
What are you thinking?
So, you know, when we call to get a load, and there's a few brokers that do this every single time, you know which ones I'm talking about. And they always say, well, will you do it for $50 less? It's always $50 less. Or they'll say, I've got several carriers that are willing to do it for $50 less.
And exactly.
Happened to me. In fact, on Saturday.
I
called to get a load.
You know you're not the only one that wants this load.
Oh, yeah.
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 What happened Saturday? Tell me what happened Saturday.
Well, actually, it started on Friday. We called, and this one is particularly out of New York. You'll probably figure out who it is. Anyways, we called to get the load and on Friday, and we said, we'll pick it up on Monday, drop it on, because it was going from California all the way to Virginia, I think. And which you know I don't knew, by the way, but one of my drivers sold his truck to somebody in California and took it all the way there. So anyways, we asked for the load, and of course he's like, we've got several drivers that want this, and if you'll do it for $50 less, we'll send it to you. And I'm just like, if they had somebody for $50 less, then they would have already dispatched it for one. Just keep that
exactly.
I said no. I said no when I hung up. Right. I had it happen to two, by the way. There was another one that said, well, we want you to do it for $100 less. I said, I'm not doing it for $100 less. And I hung up. Well, later that day, at Friday, almost the end of the day, they called up and said, do you still have a spot? We'll give you the total amount. I'm like, yeah, send it over. So then on Saturday, on the other one for the $50 guy, we call and say, ask him again about this load. They didn't ask us for $50 less this time, probably because they knew it wasn't moving. So they said they'll send it over. Never get the load, so we take another load because it's been like 4 hours, right? Nobody sent us over the load. They're the one that always says, well, after we talk to our customer, we'll let you know and we'll send it over. You know when I got that load? I got that load at noon on Monday. I was already loaded and gone.
Oh, my gosh. After all that.
Yeah. And I'm just like, that's why you can't rely on some of the. I need to make a list of brokers, honestly.
Well, everybody keeps talking about it.
This is what they do. It's going to take me several hours to do, but I need to.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you know what to expect.
And here's the problem. What are you going to do with that? We can't post that, right?
You have to.
We can't post it. We can't share it. We have to create a private group. And then somebody's going to get in there that works at one of the big brokers. Because here's the thing is, you know, the people that play the most games, they're aware and they're trying to see who's talking about them. It's a the whole thing is talk about a rigged deal. It's crazy. Yes. Hey, yes. Nicole. Hey, by the way, Nicole put in the live chat. My husband has been duped with the cars being in op, but it wasn't listed as such. Oh, preach,
that
Nicole.
Is why you verify.
Oh, my gosh. That is.
You got to verify everything. They lie about everything.
That is one of the. That is actually one of the biggest lies you'll run into first.
Yes.
It was one of my very first dispatches. That's what happened. It was I think I've mentioned this before. It was like a Tahoe parked in a field. Well, parked isn't the word. It was sitting in a field. Yeah. It couldn't even be driven. The driver called my boss and said, what is your dispatcher thinking? I can't get this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
And I've been mad ever since.
And that's me, why I always preach, verify. But they will still lie to you, especially if it's at a residence. It's always the residence that's, oh, no. It runs and drives, and then you get there,
it
needs a battery put in it or something stupid, you know what I mean?
Oh, and that's another
thing. It's always like that.
You know, there's no way, there's that many people that are like, yeah, that's not mine. You call and you say, do you have any low-hanging trees? What?
Yeah.
What's a low-hanging tree? I'm going to put it this way. If a moving van pulls into your neighborhood, will that moving truck hit trees? Oh, no. Gosh, no. No. Car hauler calls me. Dude, what do you think in sending me here? This place is nothing but trees. Okay, well, we're going to have to meet at a Walmart. Driver's on the phone says it's nothing but trees. We're going to have to meet at a Walmart. Well, I was lied to. I was told it was door to door. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Have that happen all the time, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I kind of have a spiel that we all say when we're calling residents. And after you've been doing this for a while, or maybe because if you have a better sense of people, you can tell when either they don't know what the hell they're talking about, or B, they're lying to you.
And isn't that just wonderful?
Yeah.
Now so you're the lie detector.
Lying to me, so you know what I tell them when I think that's what's going on? I'll say, okay, just so you know, if my driver shows up there and it doesn't run and drive, he is going to charge you $150 dry run fee. What's that? I said, you will have to pay him in cash because we do not have a winch and you're wasting our time. Then you usually get the truth out of them about then.
Or the broker calls you back and says, you know, what's wrong with your driver? How dare you talk to people like that? The customer's always right. Have we gotten rid of that one yet? The customer's always right.
Yeah.
I don't think you hear that as much as you used to. That went out with like that was big.
I'm not saying it's the regular thing for people. It just happens, you know.
Customers rarely right. Okay, final request. Can we see Sue's recommended routes starting and ending in Maryland?
Okay.
Ah, good question, Jesse. Will Sue reveal the secret next on Dispatching Live?
Well, I just put up Georgia back so he can see what's on here. And as you can see, there's only 9 loads. There's an Atlanta to Fredericksburg. It's only 42 cents a mile. Rocky Ridge has his Franklin Springs going to Richmond.
That's good money, but yeah.
Well, he requires you.
Oh, yeah.
You can only be a wedge or a flatbed. Right. And you have to have $150,000 in cargo. He's very particular, and he closes at 4 o'clock. And Franklin Springs, just so everybody knows, is not on the beaten path. It would work with where you're going from that direction, but it doesn't always work with everything else. He usually does pay really well, though.
He does. And, you know, actually, back in the day, I just want to say that was actually when I met John, Rocky Ridge was one of our go-to spots. Like, that was...
You know what's hilarious is I sent him there, like, 2 months ago, and he didn't remember ever being there before.
What?
And he did get him to stay later,
well,
too.
I'll tell you
funny.
What. And here's what's interesting. Before John, it was his cousin Phil. And Phil swore by Rocky Ridge. And actually, we used to make really good money. I don't even know if you can make the same money out of there now. They changed up their dispatch and... Anyways, it's like everything else.
He's still... I'm really surprised this isn't listed at $1 a mile, because that's usually what he lists his stuff at.
Yeah, he does.
But this is kind of a regular route, so that's probably why it's not at $1 a mile.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
they pay great.
A lot of people go this route.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so if you look here, we got Cartersville going to Glen Burnie for only 29 cents a mile, 36 cents a mile. This is normal, so you know.
By the way, pro tip. You see something you like? Not only get the load, make a relationship with that broker. No joke. Send cookies. Mm-hmm. Like, don't be crazy, but be cool and make a relationship. Do it.
Most of the time, if you talk to them with respect and you kind of joke with them and stuff like that, like JS Transport, we talk to them all the time because we're always taking loads, so they usually know us. And any of the bigger companies that list cars on a regular basis that's on your route, shall we say, yes, create a relationship. I don't know if you have to send them anything, but I would definitely talk to them. Make sure you talk to a specific person that, you know, you get their name every time and stuff like that. And then you say, hey, you know, this is Sue. How you doing? So-and-so, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That kind of thing. They remember that.
Yeah. And
they will, a lot of times they'll give you a load over another driver that's calling just because they know you.
And they want to add you to their Rolodex.
Yes.
Ready Logistics is the first and only company I've ever heard of that has slammed the door and said, nah, we got enough carriers. Nobody else says that.
Yeah.
Nobody says that.
No. No. So if we're going to finish this out, as you can see, you don't want to go from Atlanta to go up that way. The loads are really bad or non-existent. And that's the normal rate is running these 42, 35 cents a mile right now. The only time that price was different was during the height of COVID. Everything was high. It is not normally like a good route. I would tell you, like I said, if you're running Maryland, Virginia, you're going to want to run Atlanta. But I don't ever go right back. We never do one there coming back home. My guys stay out for a week to 10 days to sometimes 2 or 3 weeks. It depends on, you know, their family life and that kind of thing.
So
we float is what I call them.
Let me ask you this.
I don't do route.
I'm with you. And that, because that is, you gotta, when you're looking on the load boards, you gotta be flexible, right? You gotta be willing to go anywhere. Which is, that's what Hotshot is. This is the spot market and this is catering to Hotshot. And Hotshot is go where the money's going. You kind of have a route, you know what you need to make, but you kind of go where you need to go. But if I was to pin you down, give me a triangle. Tell me, Sue, what, you know, Georgia,
if
Virginia, let's
do,
go, what, north, right?
Usually where would you what go? We do is, like, if we come out of Virginia and Maryland, we usually, like I said, go to Atlanta. So then from Atlanta, you usually want to run up north or to the west. Usually the loads out of Atlanta come into Little Rock, Louisiana, Kentucky, Ohio, Michigan, that kind of thing.
Right.
So then if I was going to run him a triangle and I wanted my driver to come back home, then I would run him up either to Kentucky or Ohio, and then Ohio, and even Pittsburgh, if you were lucky enough to find stuff to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh always pays well because nobody wants to go there. Then you're going to run back from that area, say Ohio or Kentucky, PA, back to Virginia or Maryland. That would be the triangle I would do. But that triangle, that wouldn't give you enough for a week, to be honest with you. There has to be another stop in there usually.
So I got... So
if I were to run Arkansas or Memphis from, say, Atlanta, then I would run up north from there to Ohio, Kentucky, PA, and then back over. That would give me a full week's run right there.
Like, I'm going to draw this up. So, Maryland, Virginia to, like, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, PA, to Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, Georgia-ish.
No. You're going to run right, so Maryland, Virginia to Georgia.
Maryland, Virginia
to Georgia.
Yeah, but I just did the...
And
okay.
Then...
All right, I'm going to...
Then Georgia, wait, you're going to run
retype it. I'm
going to
redo it. Maryland, Virginia... okay, Maryland, Virginia to Georgia, what?
Georgia. Then if you were just wanting to do like 4 or 5 days, then you would run up north. So you're going to do Ohio, Kentucky, PA, like Pittsburgh. And then, or even Indiana would be good.
I know,
then
but I had
from there,
already.
Then you would run back.
Okay. All right.
Well, I thought we were doing a triangle.
I'm just going to type what she said. There we go. I just put it in the live chat.
But you know the woman's
said.
Always right, but, Jay.
But what one of the exercises I was trying to go through there is when you're a dispatcher, you have these conversations with your driver and then you make notes. I always had driver files so I can go back and review it because I know, actually, I learned that from Phil because I had a long conversation with Phil and I thought we were really grooving. And then one day he's like, well, what did I tell you before? And I'm thinking, well, if I'd have written it down, I would know. So I said, Phil, I'll tell you what. Do me a favor. Tell me again, and I will write it all down, okay? In fact, probably what happened is he said, hey, write this down so you got it.
Well, see, we keep a page that gives all of that info on one page, one glance. You look at it, then you know. And, yes, we keep track of it. Like, we always ask how long the ramps are in case we have a low-lying car, you know.
That's right.
That kind of stuff. You want to keep track of where they are willing to go, where they're not willing to go. Because there's no point if he's put on his paperwork that he's not willing to go to Florida and you call and say, hey.
Oh, my gosh.
I got this great load going to Florida. And then you watch somebody flip out on you.
And that's that became a problem, too, because Phil, he would have a do not list. He would call me from like an IAA and be like, Jay, I'm never effing coming back to this IAA Copart crap. Never.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Phil. Phil passed away of a heart attack. He was a funny guy, but that's the thing. I'm not surprised it was a heart attack. He was too wound up all the time. And I would say to him, listen, you know what? I think sometimes some of these, you know, salvage auto auctions aren't as bad as, you know, we just got screwed on this load. And that's another reason why you don't want to get, that's why you want to have, you want it, the truth. Because if you get screwed on a load, then your driver can think you screwed it up and you got lied to as well. So you're just caught in the middle, knuckle sandwiches all around. Thanks a lot. Get rich quick video.
Yeah, I mean, if you can avoid, we take care of everything before it gets to the driver, but don't get me wrong, sometimes still shit happens. But if you take care of it before it gets to the driver, nobody's getting pissed off at you either. You know what I mean? Like, it's already done, you're moving on. And I will tell my drivers, you know, I had 4 cars, they screwed me over, they gave them to somebody else after they told me they're giving it to me, or it ended up being they lied about something. I'll let them know what's going on. But
right away,
before they get to that section of it.
I used to sit around. I talk about phone freeze. I used to sit there and be like, oh, God, I don't want to, you know what? I don't want to call yet. I'm just not ready to call. Well, dude, I'll tell you what. Bad news is when the S hits the fan, scoop it right off and make the call.
Just go.
You just do it. Do not wait.
It's better.
Do not wait.
And I mean, most, and I'll be honest, most transporters, drivers that have, and especially if they've been doing this and you've been working, they understand we cannot control this. Yeah. We are not psychics. We, you know, shit rolls downhill.
Okay? And when you, and as soon as you get the dispatch, as soon as you get the dispatch, shoot, man.
Yeah.
Make a copy. Fair Save enough. The PDF. That's what I do. Save it as a PDF, because then if the rate gets changed or it gets canceled or whatever, be like, you tell the driver, man, listen, I had it. I have a copy right here.
Yeah.
If that,
I mean, and honestly, I don't usually have that.
You don't normally know, but yeah, there, but there'll be those times where you can smell it though.
New drivers. And there are new drivers that don't trust you or something like that. Then definitely, you know,
or when it's really good paying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you got the proof when the load canceled because it was supposed to be enclosed instead of open or something like that. That's when it always happens. Exactly. Like if you got paid $1 something a mile, then you're like,
honey, we're about to get screwed. Oh, how about that one? When the driver sees the gold bar shiny load, and you just know, man, I think there's a problem with that load. I just know it.
If it's too good to be true, there's a problem.
That thing's an oasis, man. It is not happening. Yeah. We're not going to get that. Yeah. Hey, by the way, Mike Baldwin says, Syracuse to Virginia.
Syracuse.
Three-car wedge under 26K. Thanks from B&B. Uh-oh. Okay. We got the weight restriction.
Yeah, we got the weight restriction. So we're going to look at this, and then he changed it from Syracuse to anywhere and back. So I've got up Syracuse.
Okay.
There's a Ford Mustang for Hyman Brothers going down there to Richmond. It's in, I don't even know how you pronounce that, Chittenango. Then you've got one there in Cicero going to Fredericksburg for 400, which Richmond and Fredericksburg are about 100 miles apart, something like that, maybe 75. I can't remember off the top of my head. Looks like in a three-car, he's not going to be able to take, this is the problem. You're trying to keep under 26,000 pounds. You do realize you have to include the weight of the truck and the trailer in that.
Yeah.
Then your cars. So that's what makes it really difficult. Yeah. We usually don't work with drivers like that, just because sometimes you have to go with two because nothing fits.
Right.
And the average car weight is usually anywhere from 3,500 to 4,000 pounds anymore. And definitely a truck's going to be over that. This is actually a lighter truck right here.
I was just going to say, it should be 5 to 6. So what's happening here, Mike, is this is another area. Seems like all we do is deliver. We have Dispatching Live, 90 minutes of bad news. So because of the weight restriction, the dispatcher's going to work overtime to find loads that make money and stay under that weight. It's actually really, really hard. It's harder than it sounds.
It looks
or harder than it looks. I don't know.
Yeah. And then like sometimes this doesn't work, like this curb weight thing. So you have to, the easiest way to find out what a car weighs is just to take this. And what I always do.
Right. Truck is, so he's at, okay. So he's at 12.6. So you got 26,000 minus 12.6. I'm going to do the math. I know I could do it, but I want to get it right.
Leaves us 13.4 for three cars. So on average, that's going to give you 44, 66, 67. That's actually not a bad. I've had guys that only had 9,000 pounds left.
Right, me too.
Like almost impossible to do.
But
so
you're actually
better off than both.
But you don't. The thing is, with 13.5 left, if you get a truck, you need to know every inch of the other two. Whereas if you stick with sedans and SUVs, because here's the problem. And then what if the dispatcher puts you overweight and you get a scale ticket?
Yeah.
Let me know how that's going to go. I want to be there with my camera. I want to record that.
So look at this. This is what I would take. Because if this truck is really this weight, which it should be about right, I'm running the weights for you. The weights are on there, and then it wasn't on this. And just so you know, this Volvo should be going to Hyman Brothers as well. So you only got two drops. And she will not come up on price. You can try to get more money out of this lady, but she is. It's, not going to happen. Anyways, here's your weight. Don't ever go with the lowest I always go with the highest. Right. I'd rather be
and be add off, a couple hundred. You know. I don't know how, but
So,
whether it's the gas or
I think so. I don't know.
Then,
what we got.
And then everybody wants to put lamps 12,000 and luggage.
Yes, that's the other thing you got to watch for, but not this load here. You wouldn't have to worry about it. Okay, so we're at 12,307 pounds. So you could take those three; they're gonna fit as far as weight goes. And you're gonna end up in Richmond, basically. So let's say let's just say 500 miles. So you need to make at least over $1,000, which you're at 1,100. Money wise, so that actually is a not bad load right there. You're over $2 a mile.
How interesting! Yeah, and look at that, ladies and gentlemen. That is the magic of Sue. Just put that together right there, even with weight restrictions, and you're still making money.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, yeah. I always like to add like theoretically or allegedly, just in case you know.
I'm wrong. Makes it sound better.
I mean, I just have to.
I'm looking to see if there's anything else, because honestly I wouldn't probably, if you're going to hit Fredericksburg and Richmond, you don't want to stop up in this area because there's just so much traffic. If you can zoom through that, you're better off.
Oh, hey, and Mike just sweetened the pot. He says just more chips on the table. Did I mention that I have brand new authority? Brand new authority.
Oh, all those people will work with you. Hyman Brothers will not have a problem with it. Who was the other person? Hyman, and this guy will let you haul for him. If you look at him, he's...
exporter?
Hold on. Yeah, that's what I'm going to assume here. Hold
Salvage?
On. He's not going to have a problem with it. He's an importer-exporter.
Yeah.
But let's check and see why he has negatives. Let's do that first. Because he's got some negatives in here.
We buy vehicles at auction export.
They're way old.
Oh, great.
All right. Yeah,
I'm sure he's been around the block. Good deal.
Yep. And it's COD.
I was just going to say, they're COD. Yes. Yeah. So, so when you call to book it, call that truck first to find out, does it run and drive? Where is it located? Where is it going to? I just would ask those questions. Now, wait a minute.
Probably a Copart or something like that, don't you think?
Okay, that's a different truck. The one that just got posted by A1.
That one's going to Virginia Beach. Okay. You're not going to touch that. All right. Yeah. I mean, you could touch that, but...
No, yeah. I just want to make sure it wasn't double listed, but it's not even the same truck. Yeah, okay.
No.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was, though? Is it possible?
It's not possible. Wouldn't that?
No.
Nah, because this is in Rome and this one's in Cicero.
Right.
So.
Hey, Mike has a classic situation. We see this all the time. I've been hauling for 3 years for someone else, but I just went out on my own. And we get it.
Uh-huh.
Man, do we understand. But when you're booking loads, right, you have to go through that. And so this is actually where a little bit of marketing could go a long ways. Take some pictures of the trucks. Take some pictures of super happy customers next to your trailer. I don't know, right?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. Have a website. I mean, I know a lot of drivers don't. Have a website and you post that stuff on there, you know?
Right, that way it looks like that's a true statement, because more often than not, there is, you know, and that's the problem. You run into a lot of brokers like, oh, you have a new authority? Yeah, you're brand new, you were just born. You just heard, you must have watched the YouTube video saying you're going to get rich and you're not going to get my load. Speculating live, ladies and gentlemen. Speculating live. Fritz says Northeast tolls. Yikes. Ah, he's talking about those loads, Sue. Did I lose you? Interesting. Sue, I can't hear you. That is very weird. I wonder what happened. Can you guys... Yeah. Oh, she got disconnected. Okay, cool. She'll be back. Okay. Sue will be... We were having some... That's why we started a couple minutes late, because we're having some, like... I wasn't sure what it was. We're having some kind of a Zoom issue. So I think she just got disconnected. We only have a few minutes left. I'm sure she'll come back. Knowing Sue, she's very dedicated... And if you need help, go ahead and check out her site. and put in the live chat if you've got a question, a route scout. I think I'm going to cough. Hang on. Dang it. And I hit the mute button and it didn't work. Oh, how about this mute button? Check, check, check. No. Yeah, there's something going on with the Zoom interface. Very strange. But we do appreciate you guys tuning in. So here's the takeaways. I shared the dispatching training playlist. And if there's a video, if there's a training series you're looking for, if there's something specific you're looking for, like we have a search filter settings video, we have a video about the gate pass, we have a video about lot vision. We cover a lot of different aspects of things you run into during your dispatch day. If you got a question about rates, a question about loads, a question about routes, a question about equipment. Because there is a... Oh, and here she is. Murphy says, having technical difficulties here, Jay, not showing anything. You know, that's okay, Sue. You know what? I'm the boss. Take the rest of the day off. Sue's hardly taking the rest of the day off. She's got a lot of work to do. A lot of dispatching to do, but the loads are down. And that's another thing we know about December every year. Seasonally, there's no internet. Yeah, I'm sorry. Are you able to even pull up the load board, right? It's tough. I know that the internet's tough right there. But when you're searching the load boards in December and January every year, it's not good. And oh, no way, she's back? I knew she'd try to find a way to get back in here. So she's back in, but the show does end in 5 minutes. So if you have a dispatch question, a route, sound like a broken record, or listen, if you are looking beyond just the load boards and just beyond dispatching, you want to get further information about what are the principles and things we talk about, autotransportintel.com, click on sign up, and we'll add you to our weekly email. Will introduce you to our Slack network. You get to talk to Ty. He's our lead coach. And also, you get a seat at one of our monthly roundtables, Cars on the Move monthly roundtable. Sue is back, and we're happy to have her back. And so here's a question I like to ask. You know, when I go to trade shows or events, now it's online events, I ask people, yeah. After the fact, you know, why are you here, right? You know, just like on the map says you are here, I like to ask, well, why are you here? Why did you go to this trade show? Why did you go to this online event? And I like to ask question, if you're here, tuned into Dispatching Live, why are you here? What are you looking for? Are you trying to learn more about dispatching? Are you a broker? Are you trying to learn more about what carriers think of looking for loads on load boards? Are you a carrier? Are you a family member of a carrier? Are you a dispatcher? And it's always interesting. I don't find out right away. I don't expect anybody to put in the live chat, I'm here because of this. But if you want to email me, autotransportintel@gmail.com, or if you're not watching live and you want to put it in the comments, go ahead and comment below in the video. Hey, Fritz says, Sue has left the building. What do you think of that, Sue?
Oh, I'm here.
She's here.
I'm back. I don't know what happened, but the internet went out.
Yeah. I went to my channel earlier on YouTube, and it just gave a monkey, and it said, sorry about that. You know, so I don't know. Maybe there's something going around.
Oh.
Any tips on routes home from that run? Mike Baldwin. So on that run, yeah, exactly. Because now he's got to go back, right? Is he from upstate New York?
I'm assuming he's, that's where he's from, Syracuse. I'm assuming that's what he's wanting to do. I just pulled it up. There's only 4 loads going back to that area, and they're not really in that area. It's like these are further down south, and some are up north, and some are in ups. I know he said he had a winch, but like there's one in Springfield, Virginia going up to, how do you pronounce this? Is it Utica or how do you pronounce that?
Utica,
New York?
Utica, New York.
Is that what it is? Okay.
That's my guess.
Some of them are different. Anyways, like they got an F-150 going up there. It's a 2020 and it's only $300 and it's a 2020. So it's going to weigh, there's no way. It says it weighs only 4608.
No.
There's no way that weighs that. Not on a 2020.
No.
Let me go look that up.
Oh, he's closer to Binghamton.
But yeah, there's not much going straight there.
I'd drive. No. Here's what Ty would say. Drive over to Binghamton and start hanging out in the transport parking lot and talking to people. Handing out a business card. Hey, what are you hauling? Yeah. Where are you going? What are you doing? What'd you buy today? How many did you buy? What can't you get? Right? Then I was going to say on the searches is to put destination, Utica, Binghamton, and then pick up, do like a lot of states in the United States. Right?
Because honestly, I guarantee you they have a hard time getting stuff up and to back and forth out of that area. So if you went around to some of the dealerships and talked to them and handed out your card and stuff, you'd probably start getting calls. And you may get local stuff too, which sometimes pays more than you driving all this far too. But Ty is the person to talk about.
Ty is, man. You got to tune. Mike, you want to tune into Cars on the Move tomorrow? We're going to talk about you. And we want to see you in there because you start in the transport parking lot, right? Because if you start hitting dealerships, that's the next level, and we want to help you get there. But start in the transport parking lot in Binghamton at the auction. Start at the auction. Hey, by the way, Brian Pepsin says, sorry, missing in action. I've been killing it. I'm old and I need my sleep. Good. That is so cool, man. Good for you, Brian. Thanks for saying hello. That's super cool. It's 1:30, Sue.
Oh, okay.
We're here already. 90 minutes of bad news. You know, I feel...
Not always.
No, I know, but, you know, we did hit a lot
of... Just realistic.
Being realistic's not so much fun.
No. But, you know, you and I both don't want somebody to get into the spend $100,000 and then they lose their shirt in less than a year. So we want to give you the bad as well as the good.
Oh, shoot. What are you going to do? I got all these props right here. So I got I was talking about this recently. I got my old repo hammer. Had a driver tell me, if you ever go to book another load that's picking up at repo, I want you to get a hammer and whack your knuckles and don't do it. It's hilarious. Oh, man. But, you know, and I've talked to some recovery people, and they understand, which is really neat, man. It's really neat to try to align the verticals under one roof. Also, I've been told that, you know, sometimes I toot my own horn, so I got a horn. But that pretty much sums up the television day here at Dispatching Live on a Thursday. Now, I've also, Sue, I've been looking at the Christmas schedule, and I don't know what's going to happen next. I mean, like, okay, next Thursday is the 24th. Yep. Do we go live on Christmas Eve?
I don't know. Let's ask everybody. Do you guys want to see us on Christmas Eve? I will be the only one in my office again.
Well, are you...
Like, what's Thanksgiving?
What's your gut feeling? I mean, do you want to do a show on Christmas Eve, or you just want to stay home? I can go either way. Well, I don't know.
I can go either way, too. I mean, I'm like you. We're not too far from our homes. We're right here. So,
well, how about this then? How about we plan on probably doing Thursday, having Ty on the show again? Because me and Ty are not going live on Christmas.
No. Right.
No.
We'll get hammered. So, all right. So literally. So, let's plan on doing a Christmas Eve special on Dispatching Live next Thursday. You want to do that?
Okay.
That'll be fun. Yeah, exactly. We'll do 1 hour. We'll bring Ty in. We'll have him walk around with him walking around the dealerships and the stuff, whatever that could be interesting.
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Yeah. So that'll be cool. All right, so that's what we're going to do, a Christmas Eve special next Thursday. And then here's what's funny. Then we got Thursday the 31st. Maybe we should do the same thing on New Year's Eve.
Hmm.
We don't have to.
That should be fine. If I If I go anywhere, it's usually later anyways. So
exactly, me too. That's why I like about the noon shows. The noon is pretty convenient for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's convenient for anybody else, but hopefully.
Well, how about we do this? We'll see how the Christmas Eve show goes.
Okay.
And then we can decide. Because there may be people who are ready to go party instead. So.
Well, that's why it could get a little loose and nutty, but
that's true.
Yeah, man. We're gonna have the hot wine at noon.
Yep, there we go.
All right, so that sounds like a good plan. I like it. And then I don't know if me and Ty will do Cars on the Move on the first. So all right, I like it. I like that we got that. We have that nailed in. We'll see you guys on Christmas Eve. And Vladimir Tasuchik. I'm close with that. Vladimir Tasuchik says hello. Live programming planning, love it. I know, right? That's what Brian's talking about, how we're doing our programming live, right? We're having our programming meeting right here, right now.
Yeah,
right.
So everybody can hear it.
Exactly. We got Jen in the background. Love it. All right. We got some thank yous and some hellos and some laters. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Dispatching Live. It sure means a lot to us, and it helps lessen the blow of reality. So, guys, take it easy. Be good out there. We hope you stay loaded. We hope you got some information that helps you. Jacqueline, thank you so much for your attention, and let us know how we can help. I put in the email address. I put in the website information. If you didn't get something that you wanted to see that you'd need, send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Comment below. Please like, share, subscribe, tell your friends. And on that, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.